Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. If you're new to the program, the mission of Senior Care Live is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. We have an excellent program for you here today. I'm going to be talking about something really, really important, and frankly, it can be very, very confusing. And the topic of the day will deal with all of the different levels of care that you can find out in the marketplace, whether that's independent living, assisted living, long-term care. We're going to get into all of that today. I'm also going to cover the average monthly cost. So if you're driving and listening to this, I don't want you to jerk the wheel when I go through some of the pricing, because it might be a little bit shocking to you. So look, hands at 10 and 2 if you're driving. And if you're drinking your coffee, you might want to just set the coffee cup down so you don't spill it on yourself. So anyway, all right, it's probably a little overly dramatic on that, but it's getting expensive. And frankly, I'm going to have kind of a highlight on a particular level and type of care that has gone up a ton just in the last few months. So stay tuned for that. All right, so let's kick off the discussion of level of care at that entry point. And so we'll start off with independent living. Independent living, you are on your own. You're completely independent, but you're not alone. You're around a lot of other people. And the reason that you might want to consider moving from your home to an independent living community is really more of a lifestyle change. So you're in the big house. Your kids have been gone for a long time. I've had so many people say, Steve, we use about 20% of this house. The rest of it, we'll visit occasionally. You know, we'll make sure the lights are still working in the basement and the upstairs are in all the, you know, the spare bedrooms, et cetera, et cetera. We use about 20% of our house. And it's getting to be a lot. Our home has become a burden, frankly. It's been this beautiful place. We've raised our kids. We have grandkids over here. And it's been fantastic. But now it's become a burden, and it's time to move to that next step. So you choose that lifestyle change of downsizing to a smaller, more manageable space, and then having some amenities and not having to deal with paying utilities and the roof is leaking and you just dropped $1,200 because you called the plumber out for a new water heater and, you know, all of this stuff. You don't have to mow anymore. I enjoy mowing, so I'm not going to give that one up for a while. But you can scoop my snow all day long if you'd like to. I actually do like to get out with my snowblower, but I could be talked out of that one. But anyway, so and in independent living, they provide at least your main meal per day, maybe a couple of meals a day. However, your apartment is fully equipped, so you can make anything you want. Anytime you want. So you have this apartment. Some places do offer some villas or duplexes or fourplexes. I would say the majority of inventory in the Kansas City area, at least, would be made up of apartments. And these are nice apartments. Some of these apartments are nicer than my house. So you can get pretty fancy, or you can get a little more basic, and everything in between. But you're moving into this space. You're using all of this space, 800, 1,000, 1,200, 1,600 square feet, maybe even a couple of thousand square feet. A lot of them will have a patio or a deck. Some of these places have garages. Some of the newer ones have underground parking. That is awesome. Okay, so you move into independent living. Again, you have at least your main meal. You have activities. They'll have transportation to run out to the grocery store once a week, and then maybe run out to just kind of a general shopping trip once a week, and then they'll have some activities. So that is the first stop in this continuum. And again, that's really more of a lifestyle change. Now, there are freestanding independent living communities where that's all they offer, and you're moving, again, for that lifestyle change. Most of the time when my firm, Senior Care Consulting, is working with an individual or a couple or a family, they're choosing to move to independent living that's part of a continuing care retirement community where assisted living is available, long-term care is available, maybe memory care is available, and it's a move to your final home where you can safely and comfortably age in place. And if that's the case, when you're doing that and it's part of a continuing care retirement community, many times you'll have what's called an entrance fee. Now, a lot of people will refer to that, oh, that's a buy-in, or we have a buy-in. Well, it's not really a buy-in, it's an entrance fee. That entrance fee could be anywhere from $150,000 to upwards of over $900,000. That's in the Kansas City area. If you're in one of the other, you know, larger metro areas, maybe in California or, you know, Boston, New York, Chicago, et cetera, it could easily be a lot more than that. In fact, I've priced out some of these for clients, and some of them are into the millions. But in Kansas City, $150,000 to maybe a little over $900,000. Now, why do you write that check? I had one guy say, why would I want to do that? And so what comes with writing that check? Well, first of all, it's tied to a contract. Typically, that contract is what's called a 90-10 contract, meaning 90% of that entrance fee is refundable. Oh, well, Steve, that doesn't sound too bad. It only cost me 10%. So if I write a check for $500,000, I'm going to get $450,000 of that back. Okay. So you also have to keep in mind, though, there's also the opportunity cost, because it's $500,000 that your financial advisor lost the opportunity to invest for you and make you money. Okay, so there's more of a cost than that hard 10%. Just keep that in mind. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, just keep that in mind. Now, some of these places have different types of contracts. I've seen 80-20, 75-25, 60-40. I've seen a 50-50. And then I've seen a life care, life plan type of a contract that amortizes, say, 2% per month. So in 50 months, there is no refund. What they do, so, well, Steve, what do I get? What do I get for that? What do I get for my money? What they do in particular is they lock your fee in for life. So in independent living, let's say you're spending $5,000 a month for your independent living apartment. If you need assisted living, you're paying $5,000. If you need long-term care, you're paying $5,000. And you're getting some big discounts in the future for your health care needs. So, so it's all over the board. So if you or your family, your loved one, anyone you know, if they're considering moving into one of the continuing care retirement communities, I would strongly encourage you to reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We are experts in this space, period. We provide a premium placement service with integrity. We can walk you through all of this, help you understand it, and show you all of your options. Because guess what? There are also fine continuing care retirement communities that don't have an entrance fee at all. Well, Steve, is it as good as the place that I have to, you know, write a six-figure check for? Yes. Absolutely. They're fantastic places. They just believe that their model, they like their model better. They don't believe in having someone tie up all of that money, and they don't want to have anything to do with it. They just have a different business model where you pay for what you need as you go. Okay. So that's independent living. It's a fantastic option. Again, it's that lifestyle change where you're moving from your home to one of these senior care communities. You get to let your hair down. You never have to worry about mowing, scooping snow, home repair issues. You're not paying personal property tax, homeowners tax. All that stuff is gone, right? And you just get to relax and enjoy yourself. And coming up next, I'll go to the next level of care, which is the assisted living level of care. But first, let's not forget Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities provide memory care. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities provide memory care. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. You're like, wait a minute. You've talked on this program before of not all places have a memory care unit or neighborhood. That's true. But every single assisted living community does provide care for a resident with cognitive impairment. Every single one of them. You'll have sometimes a large percentage of residents living in an assisted living community will have some memory-related issues. But the challenge is, if you should develop some issues that require a separate part of the building, often referred to as the memory care program, memory care unit, memory care neighborhood, and a lot of these places have reminiscence. They have different, you know, names for these things. But it's a separate part of the building offering a special type of care for residents with cognitive impairment. So not all of them have that, but every single one of them does provide memory care for someone, and God bless them, with, you know, maybe early stages dementia or one of the different types of dementia, like Alzheimer's, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, let's get back to the levels of care that you can find available in our community. We've talked about making that lifestyle change, downsizing from your home, moving to an independent living apartment. Meals available, at least the main meal, if not a couple of them. Some limited transportation for outings and go shopping a couple times a week. And you're doing your thing. You're doing your thing. The cost of that, it's going to depend on the size of the apartment and how nice the place is. But you're looking at, you know, $4,500 to maybe $5,500 a month, which is pretty common. there are some places, I mean, you could go up into $7,000 and $8,000 a month, which is really on the high end. $4,500, $5,500, $6,000, that's going to cover, I think, the majority of places per month. You may or may not have an entrance fee. We talked about that in the first segment. If you're just joining us, check out the podcast. It'll be up Monday or Tuesday, and you can go back and listen to that part of it. All right, so let's move to that center lane. We're going to spend a little bit of time here. The center lane, I wish you could see my graphic. Darren, we need to get some TV cameras in here. This thing needs to be on television, by golly. But that way I could share some graphics. So anyway, so the assisted living level of care is a social model. It is not a medical model. It's a social model that provides a tremendous amount of support relative to your activities of daily living. So they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, and toileting. And it seems kind of weird. You're like, well, wait a minute. You know, I've always been able to get myself dressed. Well, what if you get older and you have some back issues, maybe some flexibility issues? What if you can't bend all the way over to tie your shoes or get your socks on? Yeah. And all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to need some help to do that. All right. Or what if there could be a lot of different reasons. Maybe you need help getting into the shower, but I can shower myself perfectly well, thank you. But could you please just kind of stay close in case I need anything, or in case I have a little bit of a fear of falling in here. I just don't want to be alone. I want somebody to be nearby. So we would call that standby assistance for your showering, your bathing needs. Help you get in. We'll stand by. We'll give you your privacy. Let you take care of all the scrub-a-dub-dub, right? And then maybe when you're done, maybe hand you a towel, help you get out of the shower safely so you don't slip. And just kind of that extra security and safety, if you will. Okay, maybe you need full assistance on some of these things: bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting. They also distribute all of your medications. They manage your meds. They'll order them, get them in. If there's a change, they'll phone that in and they'll change your medications on the spot. They'll take care of all of that for you, and they'll help you with your incontinence support to a point. Okay, so there's some other things that you're going to love about it. At this point in assisted living, they will make all of your meals, snacks, hydration. They provide all of those sort of things. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. There are doctors that actually make house calls. So typically, you're going to have a gerontology specialist. And there are several different physicians groups in the area, and they have all of the different disciplines that are available to all of the residents in most of our communities here. So you'll have a primary care physician, if you will, and you can choose to see your own doctor. But if you'd like the convenience of a doctor making a house call, you can choose that. And that's a big deal. That's really, really nice. And again, a lot of these other, podiatrist, ophthalmologist, dental, usually it's a dental hygienist. If you need a tooth pulled, you're typically going to have to go out for something like that. Okay, a lot of folks will come in, audiology, psychiatry, psychologist, neurologist. I mean, they may not have all of these, but they'll have some of them that are coming in. But the main thing is doctors make house calls. They have transportation available so that you can go out to see your doctor and maybe see a specialist. Okay, so there's so much to like about the assisted living level of care, but here's the catch. Assisted living is not a standardized model. And what that means is there is a lot of leeway in that assisted living level of care. So some places are a little bit lighter on the care, and their marketing is we have a lively and vibrant community, and we're on the go, and we're doing all these things. Well, that's a more independent group of residents than that They just don't need nearly as much care as maybe a lot of others. Some assisted living communities say, hey, we've got you. You'll probably never need to move again. We can provide a two-person transfer. We can provide lifts with, you know, mechanical lifts. We can provide a specialized diet, and they bend over backwards to keep you from having to move to long-term care. And, oh, by the way, everything else in between. So I would say the second most difficult search that you would do on your own would be for an assisted living community, because you could hear five different stories from five different places, and they would all be true. Again, if you are in the market for assisted living, or you think you're going to need assisted living in the near future, give us a call at Senior Care Consulting. We can help at 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And coming up next, I have a consumer alert that it just may knock your socks off.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And you know, I was speaking with a group earlier this week, and everyone says, well, you know, how's your podcast doing? And it always, I know, I understand podcasts are super popular. I have a podcast, okay? But, and then they ask, well, you know, can you stream it and this and that and the other? Yes, all the above. This is a radio broadcast. It's heard on two different stations in the Kansas City area and around the country, by the way, and it goes out through the radio. It's over the air. It's an actual radio program. And then after that weekend, it's turned into a podcast where you can download it, stream it, listen to it anytime you'd like on any of the major podcast platforms out there. And if you're not near a radio, you can go to seniorcarelive.com, and then you can click the button and then just stream it while it is live on the radio. Okay, so for example, locally here in Kansas City, it's on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on the AM side of Odyssey. So talk 980 a.m. So you click the blue button and it'll stream straight to your electronic device. And then at 3 in the afternoon in Kansas City, it's on the FM side of Odyssey. It's 98.1 FM. KMBZ, you click it, boom, it'll stream right to your electronic device. So it's a, kind of an all of the above kind of a program. How about that? All right, so I talked about assisted living memory care, and you're going to have to hear this. Oh, boy, hang on. Hands at 10 and 2. Drop, put your coffee down, because here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, so we have the assisted living level of care. And then again, if there is a memory care unit, a memory care neighborhood, a separate part of the building dedicated to caring for residents with memory issues, cognitive impairment. The reason that you would have that, the first reason you would need that type of care in that space would be if you are an elopement risk, meaning you're a flight risk. Okay, so and God bless you if you have dementia or one of the many forms of dementia, it's pretty common to wander about. Just go. You're just cruising around. You're not trying to cause problems at all. And you're looking outside. You're like, hey, what's going on out there? I'm going to go check it out. You walk outside. It's 0 degrees. It's 100 degrees. You're walking out, and there's a whole bunch of traffic over there. And you don't under, and God bless you, you don't understand these are bad things, that you could unintentionally put yourself in harm's way. So these places are responsible for you, so they have to keep you safe. So if you have proven to become an elopement risk through wandering, then you're going to get a quick ticket to the memory care unit, the memory care neighborhood. You could also be exit seeking just from confusion. So you're looking around, you're like, you know, it's a pretty nice place. I like this hotel, but it's not where I live. I'm going home. You're out of there, and you're trying to leave because you're going to walk home, or you're going to call a cab or whatever. And so, and again, God bless you, you're confused. But that's a much higher level of elopement risk because you're actively, literally trying to get the heck out of there. They're responsible for you and your safety. That's a quick ticket to the memory care unit, the memory care neighborhood. They have codes on the doors so that you can leave the area. You just need to be accompanied for your own safety and security. But if you have dementia, you're probably not going to remember the code. Now, once in a while, I've heard of people who could remember the code, but usually you're not going to remember the code, and they change it usually monthly. And then if you're overstimulated and you're just you just can't filter out, it's just too much noise, too much light, too many people, it's too much everything, and you're starting to wind up tight and you might just kind of lash out and become agitated or belligerent or just high anxiety, that's not good for you either. And so that would be, I think, the second most common need to move to memory care is just for that smaller environment. It's a smaller area. Fewer residents, everything's just dialed down to keep you nice and calm and cool and collected. Okay, so here's what I learned recently. I was pretty surprised to see this. So I'm doing a search for some wonderful clients of mine. They flew in town. We worked together. We turned this around very quickly. We were out touring a couple of days later on behalf of their mom, who does have dementia. And they wanted to be proactive. They said, we live out of state. We don't want any last second surprises. I mean, we know this is coming. So we want to get ahead of this. We want to get our name on some waiting list, and we want to have our plan ready to go for the next step. We're not exactly sure when that will be, but we know for sure it's coming. Well, let me say they're really, really, really smart. Because a lot of the best places have a waiting list right now. And we're not even, we're approaching it, but we are not in the peak demand, the peak season for senior care. That's January, February, and March. That's when they think they may be wanting to move her. And so by going out now, we went out and we've got their name on a couple of waiting lists. And then they're just going to figure out the timing. And when their name rises to number one, they're going to get a call. Are you ready to move your mom? We have an apartment available. No, we're not ready. Call me the next time an apartment is available. Okay. They stay at number one. And then the community will call number two, three, four, five, six. They'll call down the wait list until someone takes the apartment, and then everyone moves up underneath that space. In a couple of weeks or a month, they're going to call them back. Are you ready for that apartment? Nope, not quite ready. Not quite ready for that yet. Call us the next time. We're getting real close, though, right? And they'll do this over and over and over again until the timing is right, and then they choose to move their mother when the time is right for them. But they have that option because we went out early. We were proactive. We did our search and selection process. They chose, you know, a couple of great places. They love both of them equally. Now they have some options. That's a smart thing to do, by the way. So when I was doing the homework for them, I was caught a little bit off guard, and I don't usually get caught off guard. So I was calling around to all of these assisted living level memory care programs. And I was asking the cost, because typically assisted living is somewhere in the $6,000 to $8,000 a month range. Hands at 10 and 2. For assisted living memory care, it could be just a little more than that. But I was very surprised to see prices of $9,800 a month, $8,900 a month. One of them had three different tiers, three different levels of care, if you will, peaking out at about $11,500 a month. All of that caught me off guard. So I thought, now, wait a minute. There's been a big jump here recently. And I thought, well, wait a minute. I was at this particular place just about 6 months ago. So I went back and I checked the rates from 6 months ago, and they had, and this isn't a normal price increase. This is a market adjustment. They increased their cost by $1,100 a month. And now it's just like, whoa, how did that happen? I have my theory on how and why that happened. But the point is, it did happen. So if you are in the market for the assisted living level of care and you're needing memory care, okay, just expect that the prices for that exact fit have gone up pretty dramatically, at least in the Kansas City area, over the last 6 months.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. So again, your traditional assisted living apartment. Of course, a studio apartment is less than a one bedroom, is less than a two bedroom. And then typically, if you need a little bit of help with that level of care, there's a little bit added onto it. If you need a lot of help, there's a lot added onto it. That's where you get that $6,000 to $8,000 average amount. And then you might as well add I used to say add $500 a month for memory care. Now we're going to add $1,000 to $2,000 or $3,000 to that for the assisted living memory care. So again, if this is making your head spin, you're like, whoa, wait a minute, I think we're going to need some help with this, I would invite you. It would be my honor to serve you and your family through my firm, Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And coming up next, we're going to talk about long-term care.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
All right, today it's all about the different levels of care, the costs, what they do, what they provide. Threw in a little consumer alert. I'm still surprised. There was a significant market adjustment, It just happened, had to have happened over the past few months. And it just amazing, amazing. So anyway, let's move on to the highest level of care. I refer to that as long-term care. A lot of folks still call that nursing home, which is okay. I'm not mad at you. That's what it's been called for decades. I'll tell you, the business, the industry, they don't like that nursing home term because it comes with a stereotype and a lot of negative baggage. So I would remind them it's well-earned negative baggage. But it's nothing like that today. So to be fair about it, it was really bad back in the dark days, and now it's so much better. There's so much more regulation and oversight. You can never get away with that today. Plus, you wouldn't be competitive. So anyway, let's not get too far off on that. All right, long-term care. It's a long-term care level of care. I call that, it is the medical model, and they provide everything that assisted living does, plus full medical care. So what you would add there, and some of these assisted living, I mean, you have a little bit of gray, you might have just a tiny bit of crossover, but in long-term care, diabetic management with insulin injections. Most assisted living communities can't do that because if you need them to manage the glucose and then do the injections, you have to have at least an LPN overnight, right? 24 hours a day. Most of them do not. They have one on call. Most of them do not. Now, some of them do. Okay. And that's that assisted living level of care that is not this standardized uniform model. Okay, you've got a lot of leeway there. Most of them are not going to be able to do that. So long-term care. So the medical side of things, diabetic management with insulin injection, wound care, urinary catheter care, feeding tubes, full physical care, two-person transfer, maybe even using a mechanical lift to help a person from point A to point B. There is a tremendous amount of care, and a lot of that is going to be on the medical side of things, which is going to require more RNs and LPNs. Now, what happens when you get to long-term care is this is the most restrictive level of care. It's not much about your personal space, and it's mostly about the care that you receive. You could get 2 or 3 or 4 hours of hands-on care per day in long-term care level. All right, so you have a couple of different options. You'll have a shared room. I've generally been calling it a shared room. Most in the industry still call it a semi-private room, but it's you have a roommate. Okay, so you're sharing a room, and the cost of that is going to be somewhere between about $8,500 a month to, you know, maybe around $10,000 per month. Every month, they provide everything for you, and that's a shared situation. And again, your space comes at a premium. So if you want a private room, hold on to your checkbooks. $11,000 or $12,000 a month to maybe $15,000-$16,000 a month. Super, super expensive. Now, I'm not going to get into Medicaid today, but one of the questions that I ask all of my clients, is there a chance that you may outlive your assets? If the answer is yes, then some part of our equation needs to be long-term care that is Medicaid certified. And these are all the things that we think through, we think ahead, and we really have an excellent and solid plan when we're working with our clients. With Senior Care Consulting, this is a premium placement service with integrity. It's a premium service. Again, if this is all making your head spin a little bit and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know about any of this stuff, we're going to need some help. We're in over our heads. We could use experts helping us so that we don't make a mistake. Give us a call at Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. That's 913-945-2800. Or you can visit us online. It's an excellent website at seniorcareconsulting.com. And recently, I'll tell you what, I worked with just the nicest lady. She was so sweet. She was also really just she was tired. She was pretty spent. And she cares for her husband, and God bless him, super nice guy, just the nicest guy. He's a 10-year stroke survivor. And so, you know, he's been learning how to do things, you know, without, you know, one side, which is partially paralyzed. That's very common in a stroke. And he's done a good job, and he's pretty darn independent. But his wife helps him with a lot of things around the house. And she asked me to come over. We chatted, and she shared with me that she's been contacted by a couple of these free referral services. She said they drug me all over town, and they're trying, she said, really, really hard. They're trying to get me to move into a continuing care retirement community with her husband. But and I said, well, so, I mean, did you choose one, or how can I help you? And she said, I just don't know. And so anyway, long story short, that's not for her. The independent living part of it is absolutely not for her and her husband. It is not a good fit. And she said, I mean, I don't know. Do you want to work with me and we'll just go out and maybe, you know, you can show me, you know, something different or whatever. And I said, ma'am, with all due respect, I don't. It doesn't sound, because we had a lengthy conversation about this. I said, it just doesn't sound like that's a fit for you. You are living in independent living right now in your beautiful home. So don't move. And she was just shocked. She said, well, you mean you're not trying to make a sale and get me to move somewhere? And I'm like, no, no. This is about what's doing right, understanding what you need, and then I can help you, you know, basically figure out the right fit and then the best place available. But I would stay home right now. You are living in independent living. I would bring in some support from a non-medical in-home assistance program. I generally call it home care. I would bring someone in 2 or 3 times a week to give you a break, let you do some of your stuff. They can help out your husband, help you out around the house. That would be a tremendous support. I would stay home. Your house is paid off. I'd stay home. And then when you need to move to assisted living connected to long-term care, I'm your guy. I will help you vet that. I'll help you find your top options, and we will take care of that for you, and we'll do that together. And she was just relieved that we have a plan available. If you want that level of consulting and consistency, and if you appreciate someone who knows what they're doing, a professional in this area of expertise here, and if you appreciate a premium service, give us a call at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Keeker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.